It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr writes for the Boston Herald, hosts a daily radio show, one of the most famous men in New England.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Put your hand on the radio.
Live from the Burna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
Can somebody shout amen?
It's Howie Carr.
Are there going to be extra EMTs and ambulances in the vicinity of the Capitol tonight in case any Democrat members of Congress decide to follow through on their threats to blind themselves? And so, somebody points out, even if these Democrats like Congressman McGovern from Worcester, Massachusetts, and Angie Craig from Minnesota put out their eyes with various sharp objects, they're still going to be able to hear the speech, aren't they? So what's the reason? Wouldn't you want to shove something in your ear, like an ice pick? The old, again, the Murder Incorporated way of doing away with your underworld foes. 844-500-4242. Remember, there was a guy, a gangster in Providence, the Saint. Anthony the Saint San Laurent. And he wanted to take out this guy. He knew Bobby DeLuca. And so he hired two guys, and they were wired, obviously. And the Saint was not the brightest guy. He was not as smart as the Saint on TV. And he said, I want you to hit DeLuca. He works downtown in Providence at a bar. Go in and shoot him in the head. And then you tell him, this is from the Saint. And I heard that story. I think I heard it in federal court. And I thought to myself, after you've shot DeLuca in the head, he's not going to hear anything. He's not going to be able to comprehend anything you say. Why don't you tell the hitman to say, this is from the Saint, before you shoot him in the head? The same lack of reason applies here with, Congresswoman Craig and Congressman McGovern. It's not going to get the job done, what they want to do. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy, what that nut job said about the so-called angel moms is like us saying the so-called shooting of Good and Pretty. Yeah, maybe we should pull that cut. I thought about that. I saw it late. See if you can get Matt to pull that cut. The so-called angel moms. It's on CNN last night. 802, these Democrats are already blind with heat. There's no point in their poking their own eyes out. All right, 844-500-4242. Peter from Montreal, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hi, Howie. Love the show as always.
Thank you.
Two quick points here. I'll try to sail through this. You know, looking back at the events of the last week in Milan, and there was one sports commentator, I forget who it was, greatest line. He said, look, with all due respect to the skiers, the jumpers, the curlers, the Winter Olympics is really all about a hockey game. I summed it up so beautifully.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
The second thing I want to say, hey, listen, I'm a Canadian. Congratulations to the U.S. Olympic hockey team. But I want to say this, you know, tonight they're going to be honored in the speech, Donald Trump's. There's one athlete who I hope is mentioned who's not forgotten. Man, her courage just blew me away. This woman encapsulates, she personifies the American competitive spirit, the Olympic spirit, all the highest values. She competed. She wasn't 100%. She was way below it, and put on those skis and went down that hill, tried to, at like 80 miles an hour. Lindsey Vonn, you are the best of these Milan Olympic Games. Chokes me up, Howie.
Oh, that's I'm glad you feel that way, Peter. You know, she was kind of old to be out there on the slopes like that, though, wasn't she?
Oh, she was, but, I mean, you want to talk about guts. You want to talk about her ACL is shot to hell. She's 41 years old. This is what she does. This is who she is. She puts it all on the line. I just can't get over. That woman did more, does more for, you know, women's rights, equality, call it what you want, all the usual yada, yada, yada. To do that, I mean, the guts she had. I'm blown away. She was the Olympics, Howie. That is the Olympic spirit.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Have you seen the joke online though about Canada? What is why do the Canadian? What do the Canadians have to wait 4 years for?
I haven't seen it. Go ahead.
Number one, a gold medal in hockey, and number two, a needed medical operation.
Well, Sidney Crosby. I don't know. Whatever.
I'm just kidding you, Peter. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Let's see. I'm just looking at some of these other people. They're going crazy on social media today about that. They hate the Olympic hockey team. I mean, either you root for the team or you don't pay any attention to them, right? Why would you want to hate on some people who are really good at a sport that you don't care about? Riddle me that, Batman. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. Great show. I haven't talked to you since COVID, but I got something for an editorial for you. You said a little while ago about Escape from New York, but I think we need to bring back Kurt Russell, Ernest Borgnine, and all the others and really just put a friggin' cage around New York City and be friggin' done with it. I don't know if you remember the movie, but that's what they basically did. You recall?
No, I don't recall that movie. I remember Escape from New York and all that. But it's, you know, Chris, you can't blame everybody in New York for what's happening. My daughter lives there. You know, do you think she likes this crap that's going on?
Well, the problem is, look at yesterday and today. They're pelting snowballs with rocks and the police officers.
I know.
The police has gone crazy, Howie. Recommend your daughter moves.
I have. Every time I talk to her, I recommend she moves. And, I think eventually she's going to move. She works for a big finance company, and I don't think any of them are going to be down there are going to be there for long. They're going to be down here, you know? I mean, from Palm Beach to Miami is going to be like the financial capital of the country. And, you know, some sort of satellite spinoff areas around Dallas where they have all the Fortune 500 companies are all relocating. What's the similarity between Florida and Texas, between Miami and Dallas? No income tax. Okay. That's the similarity. And you know, the thing about the cops getting pelted with the rocks in the park yesterday, you know, snowballs with rocks inside. That's bad enough. But when Mamdani refuses to condemn it, I mean, his police commissioner, Tish, you know, he wanted to keep her on. She's from the rich family that owns half of the New York Giants. And, you know, the guy is connected to the owner is he's in the Epstein files. But then so am I. But we're in the different levels. And he wanted to keep her on just, you know, as a sop to Americans, as a sop to the wealthy, as a sop to cops, as a sop to the Jewish community. And she's just, she can't believe it. She's the police commissioner, and she stayed on after Adams. And now this guy, this mayor, won't condemn the people that are throwing rocks at the cops who are just trying to stop a general riot going on in a public park. I mean, I thought public parks were for everybody to use and enjoy, even in a blizzard. And he thinks it's okay to go in there and try to hurt police officers. You shouldn't be hurting anybody, let alone police officers. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 603, Lindsay also had a partial knee replacement prior to her comeback. Yeah, I mean, she's a good-looking woman, and it took a lot. I know I'm a pig for putting that before the fact that she's a courageous athlete, but, you know, that's the way I think. I'm sorry. What can I say? Stop freezing. Winter isn't waiting, and neither should you. If you want instant whole room heat that melts the chill out of every corner, there's only one name to trust: Eden Pure. And they've done it again now. Meet the Eden Pure Gen 40 Plus Infrared Heater. This powerful heater shoots out fast, even heat you can feel in seconds. No more shivering, no more cold spots, just pure, toasty comfort. Infrared heat does what normal heaters can't. It warms you directly, not just the air, and it won't suck the moisture out of the room. Say goodbye to dry air and dry, itchy skin. Safe, quiet, and packed with built-in safety shutoffs, the Gen 40 Plus can heat up to 1,000 square feet. Living room, bedroom, office, you name it, it can heat the whole area. And here's the bonus. Summer isn't left out. Switch to fan-only mode for a cool, gentle breeze. It seems like a long way away, but summer will be here before you know it. Eden Pure is your year-round comfort machine for winter or for summer. Now here's the deal. The Gen 40 Plus is on sale for $224, but because you're a VIP Howie listener, Eden Pure is slashing an extra $50 off. That's right, just $174 for this powerhouse infrared heater. But this isn't a drill. Limit is three per listener, and they're going fast. If you don't grab one, you'll miss out. Don't freeze. Don't think. Act. The winter is continuing to vex you and everybody else. You need heat. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, use code Howie50, and claim your Gen 40 Plus now. EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie50. Be quick or you'll regret it. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I had my last appointment of the year at Perfect Smiles just before I headed south to Florida for the winter. Good thing I did, too, is I had two more cavities that needed to be filled. I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire for all my dental needs. It is so worth the trip from anywhere in New England. Visit them today at PerfectSmiles.com or call them at 603-595-6699, 603-595-6699. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what will make you happiest to hear Trump say tonight at the State of the Union? Democrats, shut up. Biden was the worst president ever. Congratulations, Team USA. The southern border is secure. No men in women's locker rooms, or America is back.
I still like it when he always says Biden is the worst president ever.
And well, that's up to 5% now. Still in last place, but it's climbing. First place is America is back at 40%. 21% for congratulations, Team USA. 16% for the southern border is secure. 11%. For Democrats, shut up, and 7% for no men in women's locker rooms.
All right, 844-500-4242. So we have the cut now of the CNN correspondent talking about the so-called angel moms. This is someone named Siyoung Ming Kim. Siyoung Ming Kim. She doesn't like angel moms. Cut 11.
Oh, I think what we're actually getting a little preview of kind of the theme of his address later today at the White House when he hosts the so-called Angel Moms. And so really focusing on immigration as he kicks off his big State of the Union week.
So-called Angel Moms, as he's focusing on immigration. No, he's not focusing on immigration. He's focusing on illegal alien crime. Illegal alien crime. Mamdani refuses to call mob launching snowballs at cops. This was in Manhattan, in a park. A criminal act. Says it just looks like a snowball fight. Mayor Zohran Mamdani, this is from the New York Post, dismissed viral videos of New Yorkers pelting NYPD officers with snow, saying Tuesday wasn't a criminal act, just a snowball fight. Just a snowball fight. Mamdani was asked whether he agreed with NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch that the incident in Washington Square Park on Monday was criminal. I've seen videos of kids throwing snowballs at members of the NYPD in Washington Square Park. And first, I want to say that officers have been on the front line of helping our city respond to this blizzard, he told reporters. They've been keeping New Yorkers safe. So they get to throw rocks at them in snowball. And they have been at the heart of our efforts at taking care of New Yorkers in these kinds of conditions. They and our entire city workforce deserve to be treated with respect. Patrolman's Benevolent Association President Patrick Hendry called the violence unacceptable and outrageous, saying the individuals involved must be identified, arrested, and charged with assault on police officers. And all of our city leaders must speak up to condemn this despicable attack. But it's just astonishing. This is what Commissioner Jessica Tisch wrote, the police commissioner. I want to be very clear that the behavior depicted is disgraceful and it is criminal. Our detectives are investigating this matter. And so, somebody texted in and said, you know, these cops in New York City could be working anywhere else. And I'm glad you brought that up because at the White House with the so-called angel moms, as CNN says, was one of the cops from New York City who arrested the rapist and murderer of Lake and Riley in New York City for domestic abuse. And Cholo was immediately let go by a Democrat judge, hack judge in New York City. He goes down to Georgia and rapes and murders Lake and Riley. And guess where this cop, does this cop still work in New York City? He does like hell. You know where he works now? Where he's a cop now? Palm Beach County. Not in the town, but in the county. 844-500-4242. I saw those videos, says 978, and those were adults, not kids. That's what the cops are saying too. That people from kids from middle school. And the police officers didn't throw snowballs back, so that is not a snowball fight. That's assault. And what would Zohran have done if the officers had thrown the snowballs back? He'd have had them all arrested. Yeah, they would have been brought up before the civilian review board. They would have been brought up on police brutality charges. They would have had to make bail, hire a lawyer. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're going to take some more calls when we come back, and we got some more cuts to play, too. We've got some Gavin Newsom cuts. 844-500-4242. He said some really terrible things about Kamala Harris. If a Republican had said that about Kamala Harris, it's much worse than anything Donald Trump ever said about her. And you know how Donald Trump was accused of being a racist, a misogynist. And those were the good things they called him when he talked about Kamala Harris. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Liberals say words hurt. What about snowballs? Very good. 347, good luck with Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg prosecuting them if they're arrested. Yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point. 844-500-4242. You know, they talk about Republicans slut-shaming women, and it's really a bad thing. And you shouldn't talk about women's looks, let alone their sexual histories. This is Gavin Newsom talking about Kamala Harris on his quote-unquote book tour. Cut four.
And for those that don't know Willie Brown, you wouldn't know Kamala Harris without Willie Brown. Kamala and I both got elected the same.
Really? A lot of people that don't follow politics very closely still don't know what the connection is. As you could see, there were not a lot of oohs and ahs or raucous laughter or just hissing. I mean, they were just kind of perplexed by what he said. Let's hear it again. Cut four.
And for those that don't know Willie Brown, you wouldn't know Kamala Harris without Willie Brown.
You don't say. Larry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, Howie, great show. But I was, this is off the beat here, but I've been hearing bad things about what's not happening with the border wall being built. What do you know about it?
I don't, but I know the border's pretty much shut down because they know they're going to get in trouble if they come over the border.
Yeah, I realize that, and that's always good news. But I hear about contracts on her desk there. What's her name? Christy Noem sitting on her desk gathering dust. And then on today's news, I heard earlier today that down in the Big Bend area of Texas, there's resisting being the wall being built down there. And the reason I think this is kind of short-sighted is, you know, revolution could be breaking out down there in Mexico with what's going on.
Right. No, it is quite a situation. One of my daughters was trying to have a bachelorette party down there, and she said, "Oh, it's going to be fine. It's not anywhere near that area. The congressman says it's fine. All this stuff. My other daughters aren't going down there, Larry. And you know, if they have to eat hotel bills or B&B bills that they've already paid, we'll pick up the tab. I don't want my kids going down there. They said that at the Guadalajara Zoo, there were 1,000 tourists that were just trying to flee the violence and the gunfire that was going on. I don't know if that's an exaggeration that there were 1,000 people that had fled to the zoo, but I mean, what a mess it is. And they killed 25 soldiers and police officers after they caught this drug kingpin that runs one of the big cartels. It's quite a mess. And again, it was allowed to fester under the Obama and Biden administrations. Remember Fast and Furious? Obama was arming the cartels. And that's what it boils down to. He was arming the cartels. And now the cartels are using the weapons, I mean, not just in random street violence, but in organized insurrections, I guess you'd call them, against the Los Federales in Mexico. 844-500-4242-781. At least Kamala didn't sleep with her best friend and campaign manager's spouse. Oh, very good point, 781. Yeah, you know,
oh, yeah.
You know, Gavin Newsom, when he was the mayor of San Francisco, he slept his campaign manager, who was also his best friend, he slept with his wife. Nice fella. And then he said that he was married to Kimberly Guilfoyle, who's now, you know, from Fox, and she ran around with Donald Trump Jr., and now she's the ambassador to Greece. And he said, I was never really that into her. You know, is that something you should be saying about your ex? Especially if you're running for president. I mean, you could say that over a cocktail or, you know, playing a round of golf or something, but should you really be saying that in public? It's not very polite. He's not a nice guy. He's not a nice guy. And he's also full of bleep about his upbringing. He's trying to make himself out to be a barefoot boy with a cheek of, a poor kid coming up by the bootstraps. And it's just all BS. All BS. And of all people, Dana Bash called him out on it. Has someone been putting something into her Bosco or something? She's been coming on strong to these people, some of these beautiful people. Here she is with Newsom she gets him to admit that he really is a pampered puke, limousine, liberal, rich kid. Cut two.
13 plus businesses, eventually 20 businesses. We had about 1,000 employees at peak. Not saying that to impress you, but to impress upon you how entrepreneurialism has defined my life. But it was also defined in relationship to the Getty family. And with that came this notion, well, it was handed to you. It was given to you. You inherited it, as opposed to the hard work and that grind that defined the lived experience.
Can it be both? And you have the hard work and grind, and you had doors open.
Yeah. Oh no. And that's.
I mean, it's not just the Gettys. Your grandfather and your father were both very connected in San Francisco.
I'm here because of all of them and their shoulders, and 100%. And it was those two. So all those doors, all the privileges of those relationships. Remarkable gifts, and they're deeply mined and discussed there. And then again, with a work ethic from my mom, and so it was both hand. And so I was comfortable and uncomfortable in so many ways in both worlds. And I just navigated back and forth. If I was on a vacation, and we describe a number of interesting vacations overseas with my father and the family, these adventures, my
Jack
mom was
Nicholson.
Back home.
Weren't just adventures. You went on safaris. You took pictures from helicopters.
Polar
partying
bears.
With Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. That's something we described that in there. It was extraordinary.
He was partying with the party man from Batman, and he's going to tell us he's poor. He's a poor kid, partying with Jack Nicholson. Financed by the Gettys. You ever hear a rich kid who didn't say, I really worked hard? You think I had it easy, but I worked hard. Yeah, we've all heard that. Maybe sometimes it's true. In Gavin Newsom's case, it's not true. 844-500-4242. Scotia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, Howie. I want to go back to the dog situation. I will hope that somebody would bring up or mention how dogs are used for the good in the military and 9/11 and the veterans that need them for PTSD also. So I just wanted to hope that Mr. Mondami gets to think about those things too when he looks at Rover walking through Central Park.
Yeah, what's he got to, Scotia, what's he going to do with the canine unit of the NYPD? He hates the cops. He wants to, level fund them, if not defund them. And so what's he going to do with the canine unit? His co-religionists apparently don't want any of them around.
Maybe he'll throw snowballs at them and chase them out of the park.
I don't want him hurting Sadie or Roscoe or any of the other dogs anywhere. Thanks for the call, Scotia. They're also good at finding things, right? Where's it? Some dog just found something, some weapon or something that was lost. Someone had thrown away a gun, and they couldn't find the gun. And they sent in this canine officer, and he located that firearm forthwith. 844-500-4242. 413, you just mentioned Newsom. What can any woman see in that man? How about money? That's I can answer that one, and I'm not a woman. Honestly, don't find one attractive thing about him. Again, he's money and privilege. And, you know, he's been handed everything in his entire life. 617, don't forget his 960 SAT score. He's right up there, isn't he? How does a guy with a 960 SAT, a white guy, get into Santa Clara University? There's only one way you get in. That's if you're a legacy, okay? And, I mean, that in and of itself puts the lie to everything else he says. He's the poster boy. He's like Hunter Biden, a poster boy for white privilege. Sal, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sal.
Every time I think of the Democrats, I think of that movie with Tom Cruise where he goes to that party and they're all like dressed as demons and they're like doing all kinds of weird shit. Pardon my French.
Oh. Got to watch out for that language, please, please. I know we're mainly we're largely heard, not mainly, but we're greatly heard more than ever on streaming and podcasting. But we still have our FCC terrestrial broadcasts, and those words like he just used are forbidden, verboten. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, if I was in New York City and I saw Zoran walking down the street, what would happen to me if I hit him with a snowball?
Well, he was jokingly telling reporters they should throw the snowballs at me, but I think that you would be in deep doo-doo if you hit him over the head with a snowball.
Okay, well, I'm up here in Vermont, and I think I might just go after his mentor and, you know, start a snowball fight with him.
Bernie?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he walks around like his, you know what doesn't stink, because you can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Dollar,
apparently throwing snowballs is not a crime, and it's just all in fun.
No, but again, as an earlier texter pointed out, Tom, it would be a crime if one of those cops had thrown a snowball back at one of those filthy hippies that were throwing the snowballs. Probably some of those guys were 30, 35 years old. And, I understand most people in New York weren't working yesterday, just like in Boston and elsewhere, all through the Northeast. But I dare say that those people that were involved in the snowball tossing at the cops don't ever work. Thanks for the call, Tom. 781, partying with Jack Nicholson? Does that mean he was doing coke? Well, I'll tell you, Ted Kennedy used to party with Jack Nicholson. And according to the book, The Senator, an excellent book by one of the senator's aides, they were always doing coke. And they were in hot tubs, too. You know, another famous Democrat politician spent a lot of time in a hot tub. His name is Bill Clinton. He's going to be testifying before a House committee later this week. Sadly, not on live TV, but it'll be behind closed doors, and we'll have a video of it down the road.
A little dabble, do ya?
617, maybe Brill Cream is an aphrodisiac. I hadn't thought of that.
Brill Cream, a little dabble do ya, and you'll find the gals will all pursue ya.
Especially if you've got millions of dollars that you inherited from your filthy rich bagman relatives, like your father. Have you noticed that real estate for sale signs are popping up more and more? Not only that, but some of these signs are in the ground so long that they start falling over. There is nothing worse for a piece of real estate than listing high and having to reduce the price over and over again. That slippery slope stigmatizes the property and makes people think to themselves, what's wrong with that place? In a J.J. Manning auction, we don't go down, we only go up. Your property is sold and closed before our sign has a chance to wobble. For 50 years, J.J. Manning has created competitive bidding environments, allowing the market to quickly speak. In the J.J. Manning arena, there are no negotiations, only concrete auction terms. Don't list your property for sale because that's what your neighbor did. List with J.J. Manning for an auction and set your property apart from the masses. You sell as is and contingency free. You control the terms and you control the timeline. In Massachusetts, traditional listings are required to allow a home inspection. Real estate auctions are exempt from this rule. J.J. Manning has auctions for Howie and Grace listeners coming up in Claremont, New Hampshire, Braintree, Massachusetts, and Walpole, New Hampshire. If you have commercial, residential, or land to sell, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today and mark it sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Couple of texters have mentioned, I'd forgotten this. You know what started the Boston Massacre in 1770? It began when an unruly crowd of colonists, including my beloved ancestor, Patrick Carr, an Irish immigrant from Galway, surrounded a lone British sentry, pelting him with taunts, ice, oyster shells, and famously hand-packed, hard-packed snowballs. The escalation forced reinforcements to arrive, resulting in soldiers firing into the crowd, killing five colonials, including me beloved great-grand-great-great-great-great-grandfather Patrick Carr from County Galway. A humbled immigrant, a legal immigrant to this land, this province of Massachusetts, shot down. And it could have happened again in Washington Park.
As my grandfather Ambrose Finning would say, that's the Irish of it.
I think we have time for this. This is FBI. You know, they're giving Kash Patel grief for going to the celebration of Team USA, and he took a plane. He took an FBI plane to the Olympics. This is FBI Director Christopher Wray in August of 2022 telling Chuck Grassley he has to leave early to take care of business. Cut five.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here. And I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30. So that's how we ended up where we are.
If it's your business trip, you got your own plane. Can it wait a while?
I've tried to make my break as fast as I could to get right back out of here.
And you took more than 5 minutes.
This is Josh Hawley confronting him with the real news that he took it to a vacation trip, his private plane, cut six.
The press reported shortly thereafter that the reason that the hearing had to be cut short is because you were flying on a Gulfstream jet for a personal vacation in the Adirondacks. Please tell me that's not accurate.
Senator, the hearing was not cut short from my experience. We had agreed beforehand on the time and length of it.
And he did confirm it was a vacation trip. He had to leave early for his vacation, but that was okay. I'm Howie Carr.